Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living in the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today, I have a fascinating show, one I think you as listeners are going to learn a lot from and be able to put another weapon in your toolbox so that you can help yourself. We've been in, I think, under duress for quite a while now with various things coming at us from a health perspective. And if you listen to the mainstream media, it's always about a prescription. I think, and I've said it multiple times before, I think the body is self-healing. And it's all about learning what you need to know so that you can access that side of the healthcare system, which is, I think, the best kept secret. So today we're going to speak with somebody who lives and breathes what she talks about, Ms. Perry Arledge. She's a student in the study of bentonite clay since the 1990s. It was then that she was first introduced to the green healing calcium bentonite clay that captured her fascination as the amazing healing potential of dirt. She's been an advocate for bentonite clays ever since. She became founder of the Living Clay Company in 2008. She sold it and retired in 2015, but fortunately for everyone, she's come back out of retirement to create head-to-toe products. She has a BS degree in animal science from Texas Tech University, with a background in chemistry, biology, and anatomy and physiology that contributed greatly to her knowledge base for understanding the intricate workings of clays on and in our bodies. She makes herself available by phone and email to answer questions and share in its many uses. She's the author of Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, and you can reach her at Perrya, P-R-R-Y-A, at Perrya. PRRYA.com, and also the website bentoniteclayinfo.com. So, Ms. Arledge, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really am looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I am too. I love talking about clay, as you can tell, and it's just a passion of mine. And I just want everybody to know about it because it's so easy and simple to use. But, you know, clay without education is just dirt. So I have been an educational advocate, keeping up a website to tell people about it and to inspire them with testimonials. And I send out tips and testimonials. If anybody wants to receive one every 2 weeks, you can sign up on the Bentonite Clay Info site or just call me.
I appreciate
I'm very open and willing to talk to people, and I love meeting people. So just an opportunity for me, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity today. This particular clay, healing clays are like a Swiss Army knife. Now, not all clays heal. There's different types of clays. So it's like a Swiss Army knife. It's a combination of multiple tools in one product that function independently for greater effectiveness. And as I talk about the clay, you'll understand more of exactly what it is and how that applies to it. Clay is volcanic ash. For any of you who don't know, it flows through a volcano. All the impurities are burnt out. It's left pure trace minerals that are fused together from the heat of the volcano. And this deposit was landed in an inland lake or sea. If it's landed in a sea, a saltwater area, it's a sodium bentonite. The healing bentonites are called smectites, and they're the calcium bentonite. So we're going to talk about the calcium bentonites today. This clay deposit is 43 million years old, the geologists say. The bed has been filled with a 2-foot layer of crystalline zeolite. Now, zeolite is used in hospital filters and the air conditioning system to grab germs and things and keep the diseases from spreading through the airways. So this 2-foot layer of crystalline zeolite seals this bed of clay. And on top of that, over the millions of years, dirt is formed. So they have to push back 6 or 8 feet of clay, and then this crystalline zeolite to get to the bed. So the bed has been preserved for millions of years, and it's pure. It's not gotten rain contamination or contamination from any different sources. And a living clay, we call the smicknack clays living clay because they're capable of change through biotransmutation, transformation, and the interactive exchange of elements and energy. Now, as I talk to you later on, you'll understand that's a little scientific. Basically, clay is a catalyst that assists the body in returning to and maintaining a state of well-being. It helps to balance the body with its alkaline pH and its electromagnetic charge that stimulates and revitalizes latent cell energy. It's a high negative ionic charge, which gives living clay a strong drawing, pulling, absorbing, and capturing ability. And it also reduces free radicals. In a nutshell, clay does about 6 things. It detoxes both internally and externally. And I say that because if you drink the clay, it's going to clean house inside. It's like a little Pac-Man going through picking up the garbage. It knows how to distinguish between the good and the bad elements in the body by the electromagnetic charge. So it picks up the garbage and carries it out. It not only that, it has a pulling effect. So it pulls out the old fecal matter that's lodged in your colon. So when you first take it, you might have some discharge that looks a little dark and hard, and it's pulling out this old crud that's just stuck in there, and it's keeping you from absorbing your nutrition in your supplement. When you get that out of the way, you have more energy and you feel better because you're getting more from the food you eat and the vitamins and supplements you take. It cleanses. It pulls not only the old fecal matter out, but it will pull out parasites. I've been giving my cats, I have feral cats, and I give them clay water to drink. And before I did that, they were real scrawny and their hair coats were all dull and matted. And once I started, and I was just feeding them every day as much as they'd eat. Once I started putting the clay in the water, they started getting fat. And I've got the fattest feral cats with the slickest hair coats you've ever seen. And I tried to give them worming pills. And of course, they'd eat the meat and spit the pill out. So it's good for your pets. It's good for children. The first clay eaters were the Aborigine women, and they craved it when they were pregnant. They believe it helped develop the healthy fetus. It helped get rid of the afterbirth, and they'd use it on their breast to bring down the milk. My daughter is living proof that they can take while you're pregnant. She has a very short waistband and has real bad acid reflux, and she was taking comes by the bottle and all the antacids you could think of, and nothing worked. And she started taking clay and she got instant relief. That's one of the things that drew me to clay. The first time I took it, I drank it for acid reflux, and I was sleeping on 3 pillows at night, propped up and still regurgitating this bile in my throat at night in my esophagus. And after 3 days, I threw those pillows away. So it does work. It balances. Clay is homeostasis. It wants to bring the body into balance. It's got a 9.7 pH, so it's very alkaline in nature. I put a handful of clay in my plants. It's fertilizer for plants. But you don't want to give it to your acid-loving plants, your cactus and your hibiscus and magnolia trees. They like acid. I always said vinegar. About a handful of clay in the potting soil, and your plants will just kick butt. So it has this balanced ability. And a balanced body is designed to heal itself. Dr. Elaine alluded to that earlier when she was talking about balancing the body. So if we can just balance our body, it can find a way to work very well. It alkalizes. It has a pH of a 9.7, which is very high. But for all the years I've taken it, my pH stays around 7. It won't over-alkalize you because it's so much steaks. If it wants to just bring you into balance to your optimal level of production. It stimulates. It draws blood flow and oxygen. When you put it on your skin, you'll feel it pulling and tightening. If you have a swollen ankle and you put it on there, it'll pull the fluid out. And when you feel it pulling, it's the oxygen in the blood flow and circulation is needed for cellular repair and revitalization. So using it externally is one of the primary uses for it. It energizes. It's got an electromagnetic energy from the volcano. It resonates with life force energy of the body, and it propels it to a higher state of well-being. I never underestimate what clay can do in supporting well-being. I have seen some cases that I cannot understand how clay did what it did. One case was a young boy that had a glaucomic birth defect, and when he reached 7 years old, he had turned blind, and he went to a public school. He was in high school. He was in the band, and he started getting these pain attacks behind his eyes. And even though he couldn't see and was blind, the doctors operated 20 times and couldn't fix it. And they said the only thing we know to do is remove his eyes from his socket. His dad heard me on a radio show calling Dr. Clay. It came one day and that his son had come home from school with one of these pain attacks. So he just had to come home and they had to knock him out with pain pills. He put a spoonful in a glass of water, stirred it up, had him drink it. And in 15 minutes, the pain attack went away. So I had him drinking 2 ounces 3 times a week for a month and then paring down and finding his happy place with clay. You can cut back on the amount and just, you know, if you tend to have acne or skin outbreaks, outbreak or rashes on your skin, it shows an imbalance on the inside. So if you have something like that, you want to increase it, or you can decrease it when it starts again, increase it again so you can find your happy place with the dose. Everybody's body is different. And I talked to that father, and he said a year later his son had not had a pain attack since he started drinking the clay. A year ago, and he was only drinking 1 ounce a day was his maintenance level. I don't know how I did that. It can remove toxins from the body. It's the best detoxifier. The best day and time we walk outside, we're breathing pesticides, what's in the air, the toxins, the radiation, everything that we've kind of contaminated our world with. We breathe in the end, we ingest it on our foods. So if you take clay every day, now it works two ways when it detoxes. It'll do an internal detox and an external detox. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall into the bloodstream. So it never enters the body, the bloodstream. But when you take it internally, it's going to do that cleanse. And it's going to alkalize, and it's going to balance the inside. And it's got, it's like a little Pac-Man in there picking up the garbage and the trash, and it gets any freshly ingested toxins before they're absorbed into the body. What happens over years with all the toxins we're exposed to, the kidney and the body are your major filtering systems that filter out the toxins, and they get an overload. And they can't manage the load, and the excess toxins are stored in the body and the soft tissue and joints. And then years later, we get arthritis and achy joints, and we start having health problems. But when you take a clay bath, it'll pull through your skin, through the pores of your skin. That's how powerful this clay is. And You get in a clay bath, you mix it to a liquid state. You don't want to put lumps of clay in your bathtub. As long as you have a liquid state, it's very helpful for your drainage or sewage system. And septic tank people say it's safe as long as it's in the liquid form, that it actually helps with the degradation of the fecal matter, because it has good microbials in it that help break down the stuff in your septic tank. And it will also clean your pipes. So the baths, you need all these applications have a different way of using the clay. You can use it in a liquid. You can use it in a paste, which is topical. You go to the spa, you get a facial, that's what they brush on your face. You let it dry, you feel it pulling, and you wash it off, and your skin's baby soft. And you can take clay baths. The clay baths are miraculous. If you ever take one, you'll be addicted to them. They make you feel so good. When you get out, your skin feels baby soft. And when you get in, you want the water pretty hot because heat opens the pores of your skin and it's easier for the toxins to come out. And you're sitting in the clay bath and you feel your thigh and it feels a little slick. You kind of rub the slickness off and it feels like skin again. A little bit later, you feel it again. There's a little slick there. Those are the toxins literally coming out through the pores of your skin. And I've had people ask, now, are the toxins going to get back in my body? No. When clay absorbs the toxins, and this clay goes through the volcanic activity, it's charged with this negative charge. And it's like all the metals, the 80 and the 90 metals in clay are fused together from the heat of the volcano, like a chain link fence. And it has this strong negative charge. When you add water, the little layers separate and that negative charge is in between, and it just sucks. It's like a magnet sucking the toxin out of your body, and it captures it and it holds it in there. And that's why I say clay is a pathway to healing. It doesn't kill any bacteria. It doesn't kill anything. It captures it, keeps it away from its natural source of food and energy, either acidity or sugars, whatever's in the body that it feeds on and replicates on. Well, when it doesn't have any nutrition, it dies a natural death. And clay will hold what it captures. It's got a 50-year lifespan. That's why they put it in Chernobyl and in these radioactive things when they could go off and go berserk at Fukushima. When Chernobyl went off, the workers would put the clay mask on their bodies before they put the hazmat suits on. And they would take the clay baths afterwards. And then they dumped clay, the bentonite clay, into the reactors, so that it would absorb the loose radiation that was escaping. And so they will seal a bad reactor. They can just seal it with just tons of clay on top, and it just puts it, it's like it's sealed in a cast.
That's amazing. You know, when you described it as a Swiss Army knife, I really, now you fleshed it out, it's amazing how many things it can solve, how many problems it can solve. I'm going to take our first break because I want to break down disease state versus health, because I want people to understand the power of this anionic, of this negative charge. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're having a really important conversation with Ms. Perry Aldridge. And before the break, you did a wonderful job of giving an overview of the power of clay. And I wanted to delve a little deeper. Reading your book, it was pretty obvious that disease states seem to have a positive charge, what we call cationic, viruses, bacteria, other disease states. Is that the fact that it's like a Pac-Man? If people remember magnets, positive and negative charges literally linked together versus like repels like, right? Is that the reason that it's so powerful, that it's such a negative charge? It's able to attract all these disease-causing entities? Is that what gives it the power?
If you will imagine the clay particle as a microscopically thin, about rectangular shape, kind of like a business card, but with jagged edges. Now, it absorbs and adsorbs. The adsorption layer is on the outside, and that's the layer that can exchange minerals, but it only exchanges calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. And it can throw those off and take on a baddie, one of the bad elements, with the anion charge. And when you add water, these layers separate, because this is a swelling clay. And this is a very unique, the head-to-toe clay is a unique clay in that it swells three times. Most of your calcium bentonites swell 1:1. This one swells three times. So you use three times the amount of water with a cup of clay, and you can end up with three cups of product. And this expansion, if you took those little business cards and laid them out on a 50-yard line, the amount that's in 1 gram of clay, and 1 gram is less than a teaspoon, and you spread those out, it would go to the 80-yard line of a football field. That's how much surface area it has to capture toxins, and why it's so strong and powerful. That's the best way I can describe it. And you're right, the negative ionic charges are not also pull in, but they stimulate too. The way it adds oxygenates the blood flow, and I've seen it heal. When you put clay on a burn, an insect bite, I don't care if it's a yellow jacket, a scorpion, or a rattlesnake, it'll pull the venom out and the pain goes away in seconds. I had a gentleman who was pouring boiling water into a pitcher to make some tea, and the pitcher cracked and exploded, and it got on his thighs, and he had 3-degree burns. He was just on the fire. I had been on his radio show, Dr. Thomas Lewis, and he had some clay there, but he didn't have any mass made up. And he called his friend next door that she had some of the clay, and she brought it over. He said, the minute I put it on, the pain subsided. So if you're cooking a Christmas dinner, you keep clay in the kitchen. You're going to hit that oven wall sometimes trying to put stuff in and out the oven. And you just put clay on there, and it'll keep it from blistering, takes the pain away. The same thing going through the beach. It's actually a sunblock. Now, clay is a little gritty, and when it dries, it pulls because it's working and cleaning out the pores of your skin. It pulls the excess oils. It's acne's biggest nightmare. And anybody that tells you there's not a cure from shingles has never used clay. It will dry shingles up, and you need to get it on there as soon as possible. But I get talking on one thing and I just go to another because it does so very many things. Well, we had a young girl that was a redhead, and she was in a Keep Austin. We had our offices in Austin, Texas at the time. They had a Keep Austin Weird run, a 5-mile run, and she was a runner. And she put the clay on her as a sunblock, and she was a redhead, so she really burned easily. And everywhere she put the clay on it, when she got through at the rim, the run, and washed it off, she has not gotten a lick of sunburn. It was just, and it was amazing. So it's a sunblock. If we can figure out a form to put it on, that it wasn't dried clay, you know. But if you do get a sunburn, put it on immediately. It's cold when you make the mask. And we'll go through directions on how to make the different forms of the clay in a minute. But when you put the mask on there, it's always cold. It's always colder than the ambient temperature of the room. And it pulls out the heat, the swelling, and the inflammation. It'll get under a toenail on toenail fungus. You can just smother your big toe and wrap it in saran wrap. Or I like Glad Crescent Seal because if it's an area where you can put a, you know, if you have it on your side, a rash on your side, if you use Preston Seal, you got to wrap it all the way around your body, keep it in place. But Preston Seal is sticky on one side. It's with the saran wrap. It's made by Glad. You can cut a square and put the clay in the middle and press the dry edges to the skin, and you've got a little bandage. I had a pinched sciatic nerve when I moved from carrying too many boxes, and I just put it down my spine. I cut a long strip, and I put the clay in the middle, and I reached back and put it down my spine and pressed the dry edges, and I could wear it under my clothes during the day, and I would put a fresh one on at night, and it wouldn't get on the covers. I think if somebody came along and slapped you on the back, it'd probably squirt out, but I never had any leak out. It stayed in place. And it's amazing at pulling out inflammation and heat and swelling. People use it for arthritis. Like I say, I don't have arthritis. I was starting to get it, and when I started drinking clay, it went away. And they tell me I have no osteoporosis or arthritis, so I attribute that to this clay. But if you do have it, your knee's aching, you can put it on there, and it'll take the ache away. Clay baths, if you have been exercising, maybe playing tennis for the first time or working in your yard, and you come in and your body aches, your muscles are sore and aching, you get in a clay bath, and in 15 minutes, it's pulled out of acetic acid buildup out of the muscles, and the pain is gone.
That's incredible.
I kid you not. The clay baths are miraculous. Autistic children get in a clay bath and they immediately calm down. They start making eye contact and they become more verbal. And if you take a clay bath and you're stressed out, and you take a clay bath at night, you want to take it at night because you're going to sleep like a baby. It's somehow, I believe the clay bath is instrumental in helping the body release the toxins because it relaxes the muscles. And when you get in a clay bath, I get my water pretty hot, and I mix the clay, and it's on the mixing sheet that we put with the clay. It's also in the book. There's a chapter on how to mix it. But in a blender, you put a cup of clay. You want to put your water first. You put 4 cups of water, a cup of clay, and then you fill it to about 1 inch of the top, and then blend it to get all the lumps out. It won't hurt your pipe as long as it's lump free. It actually cleans your pipes. You will pour it in your hot bath water and you rinse it out. Now, the only thing is there's some metals that clay will deteriorate. Deteriorating metals, it'll rust. So you want to wash the blender blades on your blender real good before you get in. Put some soapy water in it. And then get in and soak, and I take a big cup and a wash rag because the clay kind of settles. You want to keep it stirred up, and I'll take the cup and pour it over my shoulders. I get down in the water as much as I can. I put a towel behind my neck, and I take a bottle of cold water and a cold wash rag, and I just soak in. If you're highly, highly toxic, we had a young man that had been working at a chemical plant for 20 years. He took his first clay bath, and the clay turned to a black sludge, and they had to scrape it out of the bathtub. That's how much toxins he had in it. We had a lady whose husband was a 911 responder on 9/11. And when she gave her husband a detox bath, when he got out, the clay had turned black. It hadn't gotten to the sludgy part, but it had turned black. If you're highly toxic, you'll probably see it change. I had a lady call me the other day, said, I've been taking 15-minute baths. I took one for 45 minutes the other day because it felt so good, I didn't want to get out. And she said, when I got out, the clay had turned orange. So it was continuing to pull stuff out. When you get out, you don't have to rinse off. Just dry off, and your skin's going to feel baby soft. It exfoliates the dead skin cells. So your skin is soft, and you want to just go do it at night and crawl in bed, and you will sleep like a baby. It's the most wonderful, relaxing. People just You can get addicted to a clay bath. You can't get addicted to taking clay, but you can addict it to wanting to take a clay bath.
Well, it sounds like you feel amazing, so I can understand that. I have a quick question about the negative charge. You know, my understanding is when you're grounding, right, when you're walking outside and you're contacting earth, it's a negative charge. So to me, this seems like the most natural healing modality that you can have, because it's going back to nature. Is that a one way that you can see it?
It's very grounding. If you don't have a yard you want to walk around, maybe a grass bird or something, just put your foot, go to the store and get one of those plastic sweater boxes and fill it with clay, and you put your feet in it, the dry clay. You're sitting there grounding. It's grounding you then. And you can also make it. Some people don't have bathtubs, or they can't get in and out of the tubs. They're older. You can soak your feet, do a foot bath, and you've got 200,000 pores in your feet. So you will detox through your feet. So those are the two ways that you can detox. And it's that strong negative charge that's just so amazing. I'd like to tell you about some cases. We have a lady that lived in Canada, and she had a tapeworm in her liver. And she's one of five people who had been found with a tapeworm in their liver in Canada. And it was 5 inches long, and she had five cysts on her liver. The smallest one was about the size of her pinky fingernail. And she was in the hospital. She had colon problems. She had Crohn's disease, leaky gut, irritable bowel, polyps. You name it, she had it. And the doctor, she was 46 years old. The doctor wanted to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. She got her husband to start bringing her the clay while she was in the hospital. And when they found the tapeworm, they gave her antibiotics to kill the eggs in case they got out when they did surgery to remove the tapeworm. She started drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day, unbeknownst to them. When they came back to x-ray again to find where the tapeworm was, it was gone, and the cysts were gone. They said, we must have made a mistake. Well, she kept drinking the clay, and she had had an obstruction, and she would put a poultice over her stomach and a poultice over her liver. And the one on her stomach, she felt one night. The next morning, she woke up, and there was a red strip about 8 inches long. And it looked like little horseshoes on it. And she didn't think much about it. Eventually, her spleen fell into that weak spot where she had the obstruction, and they had to do emergency surgery. When she woke up, she had five doctors around her. They only took out 8 inches. And these doctors said, we want to know how you went from the colon of a 90-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in the 4 months we've been treating you. She told them she was taking the clay, and one of them had the audacity to tell her he wouldn't do it. Now, word got out of what her miraculous healing. A gentleman in a neighboring county called her. He had cirrhosis of the liver. He wasn't an alcoholic, but he had hepatitis C. The doctor said he had 5% of his liver left. There's nothing they could do for him to go home. He had maybe 5 to 6 months to live and get his affairs in order. He called her. She put him drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day, putting a poultice on his liver at night and taking a clay bath every day. In 6 months, his liver had grown back 35%. In a year, he had grown back 50%, and the hepatitis C was gone. Wow. I don't know how it did that. Those are the mysteries of clay. Anything is worth a try. Now, I have seen it clear up little skin cancers, just dry them up and they fall off. I don't recommend people treating themselves with cancer. I say when you get through, take a clay bath, get rid of the radiation and the die-off that's still in your body. You want to drink it and take clay baths. I have had some that have used it for prostate cancer, and one lady with breast cancer, she doesn't want to do the traditional doctor stuff, and she did it with diet and some other oils and things in place. So it's pretty powerful on what it does to the body. I keep little samples in the car, and if I drive up to a window to get some takeout food, and these little kids working there have acne, I'll say, honey, if you'll go home and put those on this on those acne sore tonight, they'll be gone tomorrow. And since I'm 80 years old, I can get away with telling people that they don't get insulted. I've seen people with psoriasis, and I'll take them some clay too. We had a 93-year-old lady that had psoriasis, and her daughter hadn't seen her in a long time. And she'd gotten where she wouldn't go out in public because her skin looked like elephant hide. When her daughter went up and saw her, she just had a heart attack because she hadn't realized it was so bad. She started making her take hot clay baths, and she would strip her down and cover in the clay and let her, you know, stand, walk around for about 15 minutes and put her in a hot clay bath. And she kept saying, this is too hot. You're burning me. It's too hot. And her daughter said, my hand's in there. It's just fine, mother. Just stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he would fuss at her, and she turned the heat down on her hot water heater. Well, her daughter figured it out. She just heated some on the stove and put it in there. The morning of the third day, she woke up, and all those layers of dead skin were in her bed.
Oh, my God.
And her skin was beautiful. And she called me crying. She said, I'm going to a family wedding, and I'm going to wear a short-sleeved dress.
That's amazing.
How that does it, I don't know. No?
Well, you know.
She was aggressive with the clay. Using it topically in the baths and things. And there are times you can do it. I don't think you can overdose on clay. If you can drink 8 ounces 3 times a day, every day for so many months, it's just one of the safest things on the planet. I call it God's pharmacy. And I do believe there's a spiritual component to this clay to do some of the things that it does.
Well, the way you
I
agree with you.
Yeah.
And the way you described it, it's inert, really. It catalyzes reactions, so it speeds reactions. It's not a chemical response. It's like supercharging what the body would do naturally from what you're describing, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's brilliant. I mean, you think about all of these commercials that you see with immune suppressant drugs, with things that will alter, really, how the body responds with no regard to what the side effect is or the domino effect is. This, to me, is so elegant because it doesn't affect, it puts you back into balance. There's nothing that we write as physicians that we can say that about. It's a controlled poison. You keep it within a certain range and you hope that the patient won't have a side effect. In it, you know, unbeknownst to you or the patient, where you're talking about using balance, homeostasis. The body's built on that. Every single system is built on a balance. You know, if it goes out of whack, there's systems to bring it back into alignment. And this, to me, because it's natural, seems like just the perfect. I mean, God is amazing. This is God's. I think you put it brilliantly. God's pharmacy. On that note, let's take our last break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Perry Arledge, and you can go to her website, bentoniteclayinfo.com. There, it's just a wealth of information, and you can also contact her. She's available for lectures, workshops, answering any questions that you have, because this is, to me, everybody should know this. This is a skill that everybody should have. Parent, child, anything you can do to get yourself off this merry-go-round of big pharma, where it just masks things. It doesn't cure anything. Now, we're not saying that this is a cure, but we're saying that if the body's able to right itself, I think, to me, that's the best chance you have of a correction. Is that one way to see it?
Yes, that's why I call it the pathway to healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to balance your body, cleanse your body, and do all the things and create the body that you're supposed to have that can heal itself. It's just miraculous, and there's so many things that I can't explain how it does. Now, it works better if you take it long term. It's not addictive. You can stop at any time. You have no withdrawals of it. But when it stays in your body just a little bit every day, it'll just really keep you in balance. And we haven't talked about using it in the mouth.
No.
I know a lot of people with dental problems.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who had got pyorrhea, gum disease, and they wanted to do surgery and peel her gums back and scrape, you know, under the gums. And I gave her some clay, and I gave her the powder, and she would put the powder in her mouth between her cheek and gums, and the saliva will stick it in place. And if you swallow a little bit, it's all to the good. And you sleep with it in at night and then brush your teeth and wash it out. And I have seen it pull abscesses out of a tooth that was abscessed and pull the hook pocket up to the top. And as I'm getting older, my teeth are kind of, I call it U-mouth. When you get up, you know, the sheep gets older, the teeth kind of separate. But I have two teeth that are higher than the other teeth, so I'm pounding on them when I chew because my bite's sort of off. And I use the clay at night and put it between my cheek and gums, and it keeps them healthy and keeps it from getting an infection under the gums, and it tightens the gums back to your teeth. The last time I went to the dentist, I had some liquid mouthwash that was supposed to be good for your gums, and I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. And I used it before I went instead of the clay. And she said, your gums aren't as tight as they were last time. Are you doing something different? And I told her, and she said, go back to your clay. It works better. And when I go to the doctor's office, I ask them to look for what's right about me. Don't be looking for something to make wrong.
Well, I
think attitude is a lot. Too.
Oh, I agree. Mind and body, they're definitely connected.
Yeah. The directions are simple. Get you a blender to blend the clay because it's so much smoother. This clay has been milled to a 400 screen mesh, so it's like talcum powder. A lot of clays are real great gritty. This was the most naturally non-gritty. If you had a piece of the rock, it's just like chalk. It gets chalk on your hand. When you drink the clay, if you hold it in your mouth, when you smell it, it smells a little earthy. Just hold it in your mouth, and you'll notice there is no taste. There's no salty. There's no sweet. It's just cold. And you swallow it, and it's going to be chalky because it's alkaline. And a little sip of water, and that chalkiness is gone. And the worst side effect is half the people start having three good bowel movements a day. And the other half start getting constipated. It meets your body where it is. It reacts differently in everybody's system because it adapts to your needs.
Well, actually, that's a good stop. Let me ask you a quick question. You just described it gets detoxed through the stool and I guess through the skin. Does it also detox through the liver?
Yes. When you're doing body organs, you want to do them one at a time. And you can, you know, like a liver, you may want to put it on for about 3 hours the first time. And if you let your body adjust to it, and then the next time put it on and leave it all night. But you don't want to do a liver and a kidney and some glands, lymph glands, all at the same time because it's a little strong on the body.
Okay.
But it'll re-energize your liver and your kidney to put these poultices. So you're doing one kidney one night, another kidney the next night. I had a lady do her lymph glands the other day and said she just put it under her arms and left it, and she can tell the difference the next day. If it hurts, put clay on it. If you have a bleeding wound, cover it in clay. It will stop the bleeding and keep any germs from getting in. I wish I could get fire departments and EMS to keep it in their vehicle. If somebody has a gunshot wound and they're bleeding, you put clay on it and it'll stop the bleeding. And when they get there, they can wash it off and it's kept dirt from getting inside, kept germs from getting in it. If you have a burn, if I got burned on my body, I'd want you to fix a bathtub full of clay mud and sink me in it. And it would take the pain away. It debris the dead skin. It takes, you know, they have to scrape the debris the dead skin on these prone victims. And
it's horrible.
Just pure raw nerve. And it's analgesic to those nerves. It stops the pain of a burn, even a severe burn. And this guy that burned his legs, he already had blisters by the time she had gotten there. In 3 days, the blister was gone. And it healed without scarring. If you have old scars, put clay on it, and it'll do. The next morning, you look at them, and it'll be less. It takes away that skin buildup, that keloid buildup.
That's interesting.
And I can't think of much that you can't use it for. There were stories that there were these shrimp in France that lived in pools of clay water in caves, and the biologist came along and said they can't live on clay and water alone. They need nutrition. So he took them out and tried to feed them, and the ones they took out died, and they went back, and the ones that stayed there had proliferated and were still healthy. So they determined that they had enzymes that could break down the clay and convert it to food. And when we talk about biotransmutation, that's what that is. Because clay is a catalyst, and the body has enzymes, they work together and they become co-creators. And they can create things the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And I think that's quite amazing.
That is quite amazing. I know we're coming not close, but we're getting close to the end of the show. And I want to make sure people know, you know, you talked about clay, but they're not all created equally. So where should people go to, I know Head to Toe Products is one, your website, and you do have products there. And what's the difference between what you offer and what people buy just randomly?
Yeah, all clay deposits are different. Their mineral composition are different. Some of them are salt water. Some clays are made for pottery. Some colored clays they use in different spas. But they're all different, and they have all different mineral composition. Your smectite clays are the ones that are known as the healing clay. Those are your calcium bentonites. And look for a swelling clay. Now, the uniqueness to our clay, because of this crystalline zeolite keeping it so pure, is also the fact that it swells 3 times. And most of your calcium bentonites only swell 1:1, if that much. Sometimes it takes less than a cup of water to a cup of clay. We have a university at Harvard or somewhere up there that tested the clay for us, and they said it had some polygorskite in it, which is just another mineral. There are lots of minerals in it called hectite, borite, different minerals, and this polygorskite is in it, and it was pretty big in concentration. So I think that's what gives it the ability to swell. And so you want a swelling clay. You want to get the clay, you can test it. There's what to look for in clay. There's a chapter in the book that talks about how to compare clays. You want to mix them and see. We went to a show and there was a lady with the tongs, the vibrational tongs, and she came over and we had 3 jars of clay and she tested them. She could get 6 feet back from our clay and just a couple of feet back from the other clays. So if you know someone that does muscle testing, go to a health store. They usually have somebody muscle test. You can hold the clay in your hand and say, test me for this clay. And they can test you and tell if your body's adapting to it or if it's not good for your body. So we recommend that. A lot of people send me the chemical makeup of another clay, and I can't tell much by that. But if you send me a sample and I can mix it and I can feel it if it's gritty, I can taste it and see what it tastes like. Now, the FDA does approve drinking the clay, and maybe one of these days they're going to come get me, but I think I'm living proof that it's not going to hurt you. Because this clay has been kept so pure, I feel it safe. And not all clays have that purity to them. Some of them are river clays. It's good for your pets. It's good for babies. It's good for horses. You can, a lot of livestock feeders feed it in the feed with the clay. A lot of the animals they feed in the feedlots, they have fermentated the food, the grains fermentate, and they get aflatoxins in them. So the clay pulls the aflatoxins out and mix it in the cattle feed. And there's lots of uses for industrial clays. Your sodium clays are used for oil well drilling mutts. They put it in there and it cools the bit. And they use it for asphalt, for making plastic and straw bale homes. They have a lot of homes where they cover bales of straw with clay and it insulates the house. They have these thick walls and they just clay plaster. The book has a lot of things like that in it. I think this clay has some properties that stimulate stem cells. I know there's a lot about stem cells. I have two things in my arsenal. The other is a stem cell patch. And it's affordable stem cell. It's a little patch you wear. It costs about $3 a day. And it activates your stem cell by reflecting the infrared light back in your body. And it does some of the same things, the quick healing, it does, taking pain away, it does, and the clay does it. And clay is a nanocrystal. So I can see a lot of similarities there. I just know these patches really kick it up a notch when it's helping people with paralysis. One lady was 46 and she was paralyzed on her left side from a stroke. They found a hole in her heart and they fixed it. But the paralysis didn't go away. If you started taking the patches for regeneration and getting rid of wrinkles, she was in her early 40s, and she put one on, and by the third day, she could go out and swim across the pool. Her paralysis had left. So there are other things out there that are so safe, and we haven't discovered them yet. There's a guy that had severe cancer. They put him on a study at MD Anderson. He has a blog called MyCancerStory.rocks. And he took this pendimethalin, he's a dog worming pill, that a vet told him about him that he went to school with, that they'd been treating rats with, and it was curing them of cancer. And he started taking that, and he was on the ones where they only put someone that's terminal. Mm-hmm. In a tent, and he started taking it and didn't tell the doctors. He said he wanted to live long enough to see his first grandchild born. Well, he has three grandchildren now. Oh, wow. Still takes it, and he takes it so it won't come back. So wow. There are so many things that the big pharma don't want you to learn about. Well, and I'm kind of like you. I'm just, there's a lot of good things, oils, but clay is just an outstanding, it's easy to use, and it's a little messy at times. You have to smother your toe with clay to get the toenail fungus out, and you think it's not working. And then all of a sudden you look and you realize your toenail is going out, it's pink behind the chalky part.
You know, ultimately, I said it before and I'll say it again, people need to become their own physician, and you need to learn your body, get to know it, love it, and this is just an amazing show because it gives people another way to look at themselves and another empowering tool. This is very non-threatening. Mixing clay and putting it on your body or drinking it is really quite straightforward. And looking at your book, and again, the book is called Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. You actually have recipes for different disease processes so people can cookbook, right? It's not like you have to be out on your own. People should get the book. Because it's just a wealth of information. And I would have to say, very easy to read and very well written, totally non-threatening. And I know I want to make sure people know how to go to your website. how to get your products, and how to get your book.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm willing to talk with anyone. So I spend a lot of time on the phone, and I make a lot of friends that way. So my partner said, you don't want to put your phone number out there. And I said, yes, I do, because I want to connect with these people. They become my friends. I've had people that drive from Canada come down and visit with me and meet me. And, you know, if you write a book and somebody thinks you're great, well, this is an educational book. It's a reference book. It's a book. You better be careful who you lend it to, because it won't come back. So it has a habit of finding new homes and disappearing. And I've had all these publishing companies want to put it on the bestseller list. And I said, you know, it's doing just fine like it is. All they want is for me to put money into them republishing my book. And I said, it's doing just fine. And I have it with a print on demand, and people in the wholesale business, if they want a wholesale account, they can set one up and buy the books at wholesale price from a print-on-demand company. But the book is written in layman's language, and I wanted something that explained it. There are over 108 ailments described in there and the protocols of how to treat them. And then there are testimonials. A lot of the testimonials I told you today are in there. Testimonials on Lyme's disease, dealing with mold, diabetic ulcers. I have stopped so many needless amputations with diabetics that don't have feet circulation. You just smother their legs and feet and play. Do that daily, and it'll bring that circulation back. And if I could get to these EMS people to carry it in their supply truck, and I would love to take it to a burn hospital, and if they would just try it. Just try it on somebody, but they're so afraid they're going to get it infected, and it'll actually clean the wound. So the more of us that can, I call people when they start getting it and they keep ordering it, they start sending it to friends. I call them clay disciples, because they're sharing the word. And since God made the clay and the pharmaceuticals came, that's kind of a problem. Now, there are some liquid clays out there that have been sterilized and heated, and so their food, the liquid Sonys and the Great Plains, and they're real thick and they don't taste good, and a lot of people like them. And like I say, all clays are going to work some, but then there's some that are really superior. The website, Clay Bentonite, clayinfo.com, is full of articles, interviews, testimonials, and information that's free. And there are mixing directions on that site and our site. There's a little booklet called Q&A with Perry A, questions people have asked. The question has already probably been asked, and it's free on my website, and you can download them and find your answers if you can't get hold of me. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Ms. Arledge,
I just appreciate you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you, and too. It's an honor to interview you.
God brings people like you to me to help me. Thank you.
Thank you. And all the for the listeners, all the information that she just said is going to be on the landing page when the show airs. And Ms. Arledge, thank you for everything you do. Keep up the great work. I'm looking forward to going to your website and buying everything on there, because this is about health. I'm so excited now that I have even more power to help myself. So I want to thank you again.
You're welcome. And I want to say that if you're a first-time buyer, when you get to checkout, look for a discount. There's a 10% discount for first-time buyers.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
We'd love to.
Thank you. Thank you again. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.